Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Got rain on the radar, rain in the forecast. Rain has happened, about a tenth of an inch so far, with a lot more to come. Topping our farm news this morning, the European Commission has told Europe's farmers, well, okay then. The governing body proposed extending approval for the use of glyphosate for another decade. The World Health Organization's Cancer Research Agency concluded 8 years ago that glyphosate was probably carcinogenic to humans, but other agencies around the world, including the US EPA and the European Chemicals Agency, have classified glyphosate as non-carcinogenic. The Commission's proposal will be put to a vote October 13th by the 27 European Union members with a qualified majority of 15, representing at least 65% of the bloc's population, required either to support or to block the proposal. Stratovation Group is engineering a new study on how specialty crop growers perceive ag biologicals for vegetable, leafy greens, and fruit and nut crops. The new study, called Biologicals, Specialty Crop Growers' Perceptions, Values, and Potential, will be conducted in collaboration with Western Growers, the Agricultural Retailers Association, D.C. Legislative and Regulatory Services, and the Fertilizer Institute. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch says this effort provides a unique opportunity to gather insights directly from growers, enabling our members to support their input needs effectively and drive sustainable innovation deeper into agriculture. House Farm Bill appears hung up over the same fight as in the Senate. Food stamps versus food production, a fight made worse in a no new money farm bill year. Over in the House, Ag Chair G.T. Thompson says meeting producer needs will be his priority in the next farm bill.
The difficulties that those families that provide our food are facing, so that's the inflationary costs, the Russia-Ukraine-Belarus situation, which has decreased our access to some of our imported fertilizer you need to increase productivity. And with increased productivity, you can feed more people. So it's the inputs.
But Democrats are fighting to hold on to SNAP funding, boosted in the pandemic, and threatened to withhold farm bill votes otherwise. Top Ag Democrat David Scott told Ag Republicans in June,
"We stand united against any efforts to take food away from children, families, or any vulnerable American in this farm bill or any legislation."
Scott led a Democratic letter to Speaker McCarthy that, quote, playing partisan SNAP politics, quote, has resulted in early failures of the 2014 and 2018 House farm bills. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the opening markets.